the large banks have lost that relationship management element, and also politicians have realised this sector has become far too concentrated. So if we take a step back and see how can we improve that, and while, yes, certainly Peter's Bank is making great strides in trying to improve return to relationship banking, but also looking at how can we reform the sector. So partly is that competition bringing in challenger banks, which the government talk about, but also non-bank alternatives. And, you know, there is space in the market, as Peter said, you know, the lower end, typically the margins are very tight for banks. And whether for these kind of loan facilities, actually peer-to-peer lenders might be more appropriate. There are other investors with some quite attractive tax incentives, so business angels, seed enterprise investment schemes, and so on. So rather than just focus on the supply and demand and actually not coming to an answer, I think it's probably more productive to look at improving the banks themselves and introducing competition both through banking routes and non-bank routes too.
Thank you. I don't want to consume our time on a discussion that's been had in many places over many, many times. And we are going to talk about alternatives to the banks as a mode of funding in another discussion later on. But I just want to get a thought from Rika and then a thought from Emma on whether they're persuaded by Peter's argument. Rika.
I have to say, I find the comment that banks and entrepreneurs think differently actually a little bit demoralising, because I think that people that go about to set up a business equip themselves with the skills that they need, and they understand how finance works. My remit is very much startups, so not to sort of 12 or 12 to 24 months. And I do actually think that there are a wealth of opportunities of alternative finance, and I think that in many ways that can be better for startups, because actually what comes with that is mentoring, coaching, and general input advice. I haven't sought finance, so I can only speak from the experiences that have been shared with me. But
So all the media attention on finance is misplaced. There are other barriers to starting up a business that are more important.
I think that there's a lot of, I think it's very easy for people to say that access to finance is the only barrier to starting a business, and I think that's not accurate at all.